The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter Number 14, Text Number 41, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on March 28th, 2018, in Vrindavan, India.
In the Forest of Enjoyment, it's a prose verse. It may be a little hard to chant responsibly. We can try. Karma valim. Repeat. Karma valim. Avalambya. Tata. Apada. Katanchit. Narakat. Vimukta. Punya api. Evam. Samsara Advini Vartamana Naraloka Saartam Apayati Upayati Evam Upari Gata Api Kamavalam Alamya Tata Apada Katanchin narakad vimukta. Punarap yevam samsarada. Samsarada dvani. Vartamano naraloka sartam upayati. Evam vaparagato pi. Karma valim alam yatata apada. Katachin narakad vimukta. Punarapyedam sazarada sangs. Samsara dvani Vartamano naraloka sartam upayati Evam uparigato pi. Someone else. Karma valim. The creeper of fruitive activities. Avalambya, taking shelter of, from that, apada, dangerous or miserable condition, katanchit, somehow or other, narakat, from the hellish condition of life, vimukta, being freed, puna api. Again, evam, in this way, samsara advani, on the path of material existence, vartamana, existing, naraloka saartam, the field of self-interested material activities, upayati, he enters. Evam, thus, upari, above, in the higher planetary systems, gata api, although promoted. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When the conditioned soul accepts a shelter of the creeper of fruit of activity, he may be elevated by his pious activities to higher planetary systems and thus gain liberation from hellish conditions. But unfortunately, he cannot remain there. After reaping the results of his pious activity, he has to return to the lower planetary systems. In this way, he perpetually goes up and comes down. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this regard, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda Brahmete Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhaktilata Bij. Even if one wanders for many millions of years from the time of creation up to the time of annihilation, one cannot get free from the path of material existence unless one receives shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. As a monkey takes shelter of the branch of a banyan tree and thinks he is enjoying, the conditioned soul, not knowing the real interest of his life, takes shelter of the path of karmakanda, fruit of activities. Sometimes he is elevated to the heavenly planets by such activities, and sometimes he again descends to earth. This is described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Brahmanda Brahmite. However, if by Krishna's grace one is fortunate enough to come under the shelter of the Guru by the mercy of Krishna, he receives lessons on how to execute devotional service to the Supreme Lord. In this way, he receives a clue of how to get out of his continuous struggle up and down within the material world. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is that one should approach a spiritual master. The Vedas declare, Tad vigyanartam sagrum eva bhagat chet. Mundaka Upanishad 1.2.12. Similarly, in the Bhagavad Gita 4.34, the Supreme Personality of God advises, Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadek shantite jnanam jnanena tattva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.3.21 gives similar advice. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigashu shraya utamam shabde pareta nishnatam brahman yupashara shrayam. Any person who seriously desires to achieve real happiness must seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him by initiation. Qualification of his spiritual master is that he must have realized the conclusion of the scriptures by deliberation and be able to convince others of these conclusions. Such great personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Godhead, leaving aside all material considerations, are to be understood as bona fide spiritual masters. Similarly, Vishwanath Chakravarti, a great Vaishnava, also advises, Yasha Prasadat Bhagavat Prasada. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one receives the mercy of Krishna. This is the same advice given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. This is essential. One must come to Krishna consciousness, and therefore one must take shelter of a pure devotee. Thus, one can become free from the clutches of matter. So, we are all suffering here in this material world, isn't it? Aren't we suffering here in this nasty place? Why? Material desires. We have material desires. That is the difficulty. So, the impersonalists, they say, well, kick out all desire, become desireless. But can you do that? Can you be desireless? Actually, they are desiring desirelessness. Therefore, that's also desire. So to become desireless is an artificial position. There's no such thing as desirelessness until you come to the transcendental platform of desiring only for Krishna. Then you've achieved true desirelessness. So then the natural question is, since desirelessness, transcendental desirelessness, or Krishna consciousness, frees us from all anxiety, the natural question is, well, how can I get rid of these damn material desires and become a pure devotee? That's the natural question, is it? How can I get rid of all this crud that's starving my mind so much at every minute, isn't it? This is the Kali Yuga. The minds are always disturbed. As described, the symptom of the age of the Kali, their minds are always agitated. So how do we get out of this Kali Yuga agitation state of mind and actually come to the transcendental platform but we're actually tasting bliss and nectar at every minute. That's described here. How do you do that? You have to spiritualize desire. That's the key. You have to spiritualize desire. You can't stop desiring. You have to make your desires spiritual. I want to become Krishna conscious. I want to become a pure devotee of Krishna. I want to spread Krishna consciousness. These are spiritual desires, you see. So if you can embrace that, I want to become Krishna's pure devotee, make your whole life revolve, and I want to spread it to others. Make your whole life, it's like we stand on two legs, right? We human beings are two-legged creatures. Dvipada pashu, two-legged animals. So we also have two spiritual legs also to become a pure devotee of Krishna and desire to spread Krishna consciousness, you see. If you will embrace these two desires, by hearing the Singha, Shridaya, and the Singha, you see, may Lord Nrisimhadev become fully manifested here within, and also may he become manifested externally as well. Nrisimha within, Nrisimha without. Krishnize myself and Krishnize the world, you see. Krishna within, Krishna without. These are the two legs that Vaishnavas stand on. Krishnize your heart and Krishnize the world, you see. Of the two, Krishnizing yourself is more important. Prabhupada said the most important thing is to save the world, even more important is to save yourself. So both things are there, but the number one thing is I have to save myself. And we have a special mantra for that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What are we praying for? A new Cadillac? What are we praying for? Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Is that what we're praying for? We chant Hare Krishna. You better not be chanting like that, Moo. You better be chanting, Krishna, please bless me with pure devotional service. I guarantee you this, if your mind is agitated, and I get a lot of emails from agitated disciples, if your mind is agitated, it's because you're not locked into begging for pure bhakti. Your mind is dancing around like a monkey. Give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Stop all this gimme, gimme business and think, what can you give to Krishna? But how can I please Krishna? With my every thought, my every word, my every deed in all times, places, and circumstances, you see. If you develop this mood, as we say, you'll be sitting pretty. You'll be well situated on the transcendental platform if you can embrace this mood tightly within your heart. Kick out all the crud. Flush all the stool down the commode. You see, from now on, devotional service is the only thing welcome here, pure devotional service. The only thoughts that are welcome in my brain are pure devotional thoughts. Everything else can just get the hell out right now. Kick it out with boot, you see. You understand these points? Tune in, turn on, and bliss out. The fact is, this is ecstatic. This is who you really are. You're actually a pure devotee. You're one of Krishna's associates in his transcendental pastimes. Why are you cheating yourself by misidentifying with this lump of stool and urine and pus and blood? Why are you foolishly doing this? The great acharyas tell us, me included. You see, we have to stop this stupid misidentification. You understand this point? We have to stop this stupid misidentification of this pus and blood and stool and urine. Do you think that's you, that lump? of flesh and blood? Do you think that's you? That's it. We have to hear from the great acharyas who have come to liberate us from our suffering condition. We have to hear from these great acharyas who I actually am, you see. This is called self-realization, atma-tattva, the science of the self. There's so many sciences taught in the school, mathematics, chemistry, physics, biology, it goes on and on, you see. But where is that institution teaching atma-tattva, the most important information that must be understood by everyone in order to become a human being? Where is the educational institution anywhere on this planet that this is being taught outside of ISKCON? Nowhere. Is it? Even in the churches, the synagogue, the mosque, the tabernacles, it's all just, God, give me this, give me that, give me, give me, give me, you see. Just like my mother, she trained me to be a God-conscious little boy. She said, little Stevie, what do you want for Christmas? Mommy, I'd like a pair of cowboy boots. Every night she would come, okay, now you pray to God for your cowboy boots. Dear God, she helped me pray. My dear, dear God, please bless me with a pair of cowboy boots on Christmas Day. And what did I get on Christmas Day? A pair of damn leather cowboy boots. This is how she taught me to believe in God. I mean, you know, God bless her. She did her best according to what she knew. But she didn't know. She didn't know. So that's the position of the modern day religionists. They don't know the science of God. They don't. Therefore, they teach a bunch of nonsense. The name of religion, it's simply nonsense, garbage. No wonder people are becoming atheists, you see. If the real science of God was being taught in the churches, the synagogues, the mosques, the tabernacles, if the mandirs, if the real science of God is being taught, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. But these gurus, rabbis, whatever they're called, pastors, priests, they're not teaching pure bhakti. Therefore, they're misguiding all these people. Is it? Even the Pope is not teaching pure bhakti. The head of the whole Catholic Church is not teaching pure bhakti. So it's a despicable plight of the modern day world society. A despicable plight. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya has advented himself to remedy the situation. This Nama Sankirtan movement is predicted for going down in history as having saved the world in its darkest hour of despair. So we are the fortunate people who get to assist Lord Chaitanya in delivering the fallen souls of this age, starting with ourselves. What is that saying? Charity begins at home. You want to feed the poor, but you're not feeding your own kids. You see, that'd be stupid. My kids are starving. Go out to feed the poor. You see, charity begins at home. So our first charity is make ourselves Krishna conscious. That's why we focus. Our whole morning program is that we become Krishna conscious. And then we have preaching activities. It's like when I was living in the temple, you know, you have your morning program and you go out on Sankirtan during the all day long. Book distribution, Harinam. It was a dual program. Save yourself from 4 a.m. till 9 a.m. Save the world from 9 till 5. And save yourself from 5 till 9. You see? So we have to properly understand what is this science of bhakti, you see? The fact is that we experience so much agitation in our minds just because we're not properly practicing Krishna consciousness. You see? We're not properly practicing it. This process works if we work the process, because we're lazy, crazy, or whatever it is. We're not fully practicing this according to the instructions that Srila Prabhupada has given us, and therefore there's so much mental anxieties. You see? So therefore, read the books. Read the books. Understand the books. If you don't understand, ask your spiritual master. Ask your guru mother. Ask senior devotees. If you don't understand, we have to understand this science clearly, accurately, carefully, in toto. So Prabhupada said, read all the books. I've read all the books, but that was years ago. Now I'm going to read all of them again. It's my new agenda. Go back and read all the books again. It's been almost 50 years. What is it? The early 70s I read all the books, you see, in the 70s. And now, how many decades ago was that? It was the 80s and 90s. Many decades ago I read all the books. No, I remember? No. So now my agenda is to read all the books again, you see. Go back and read all the books again. I'm starting with Krishna book. Nice place to start. So in this way, you have to study all of these books, and you try to understand what's in these books, and you try to practice these books. You will become a Paramahamsa, a liberated soul, completely free from all anxieties, and empowered to give Krishna consciousness to the suffering people of this planet. What could be more ecstatic? To be fully awakened in Krishna consciousness and empowered to create a spiritual revolution on this planet. What could be more exciting than that? What could be a greater thrilling, exciting adventure than to become an awakened, empowered Vaishnava? Well, it's there waiting for you. To be fully awakened and empowered Vaishnava is waiting for you right now. It's waiting for all of us right now. We just have to take the opportunity. Somebody just said, opportunity knocks once. Lord Chaitanya is knocking on the door of our hearts. Knock, knock, knock. I'd like to make you a pure, empowered Vaishnava. Right now, he's knocking on our hearts. Are we going to let him in? Or are we going to say, well, I'm not quite ready, Lord Chaitanya. I'd rather be in Maya for a while. I'm not really quite ready to be a pure, devotee, empowered preacher. I'd rather just hang on to my material desires a little longer, please. Are you going to tell Lord Chaitanya that when he knocks on the door of your heart? Are you going to say, come on in, you're welcome. Take over. I now belong to you. Do whatever you want to with me. Let my every thought, my every word, my every deed, in all times, in all places and circumstances, from now on, for all of eternity, be completely for your pleasure. That's all you have to do. You take that mood, embrace it. Are you going to lose something? Yeah, you're going to lose something. All your anxieties you'll lose. You're not going to lose anything else. Lord Chaitanya understands you have a material body. You understand you have material needs. He'll take care of your material needs. You just have to say, now I belong to you. I'll do whatever you want. I'm just your sold-out servant for all eternity. You see, Guru and Gauranga. You see, you have that move with Guru and Gauranga. And I guarantee if you do that, the whole world will go, phew. You won't see the world in the same way you saw it before. You see the whole world as the energy of Krishna. Wherever you go, you'll see Krishna's energy. Everywhere you'll experience Krishna everywhere. And when you take that mood, you'll experience Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna. Wherever you go, in every situation, in the temple, in the street, everywhere, in the homes, everywhere, in the forest, wherever you go, the mountains, the beaches, anywhere you go, to schools, to businesses, anywhere you go, the marketplace, anywhere you go, if you embrace that mood fully, you'll directly experience Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna at every minute. You'll be directly associating with Krishna at every minute. If you embrace this mood. So it's up to you. You want to be a lazy crazy? You want to be an enlightened soul? Is willing to make that endeavor to bring the mind under control. Are you willing to make the endeavor to bring your mind under control? You must be one of those lazy crazies. You see? I'm pitching myself also. We all go through these difficulties. You see? I'm pitching myself at the same time I'm talking to you. I'm saying it to myself. I'm also part of the audience. I'm saying it to myself as well, you see. Because I know what the philosophy is. And I know we all have difficulties perfectly applying it. You see? But if we do so, the results will be phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. inconceivably sublime, beyond our wildest dreams, we'll be tasting the nectar. We just have to come off this I, me, and mine platform and think, what does Krishna want? What does my spiritual master want? What does Lord Chaitanya want? You see, we just have to make that the central focus at every minute, in all times, places, and circumstances. So, Guru Mata, you'd like to add some words? Like to add some words to what we've not been saying? If so, you got to come close because the microphone's here. All right. Any questions from the assembled devotees? Do you have any questions? What is your question?
So, like sometimes it's so hard to control our mind that we say, now it's the time to do Krishna conscious to the mind, but sometimes the mind does not listen to you.
Yeah. So that's it. He's expressing a problem we all have. We want to be Krishna conscious, but sometimes the mind doesn't listen. We tell my dear mind, now you have to be Krishna conscious, and the mind doesn't want to listen. So then your question would be what to do, right, when that happens. Well, there's two things. The intelligence, see, there's the subtle body is composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. We have our gross body composed of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. We have our subtle bodies composed of mind, intelligence, and false ego. So, the Prabhupada says intelligence is the next door neighbor of the soul. Your intelligence, understanding according to scripture, that's very close to your spiritual identity. It's not exactly your spiritual identity, but it's the next door neighbor. It's very close to your actual spiritual identity. Your spiritual understanding, your spiritual intelligence based on this knowledge is very close to your spiritual soul. So what happens is the mind overpowers the intelligence. That's the difficulty. The mind is compared to the child and the intelligence is compared to the mother. It's like sometimes you disobey your mother, right? Sometimes you're a naughty boy, you don't do what your mother says, right? So our minds are like that, you see. Our minds are naughty, they don't obey the mother of the intelligence. Our minds are like naughty kids who don't do what the mother intelligence tells us to do, you see. So just as you become a good boy by obeying your mother, you see, our minds become good by being fully aligned with our intelligence. So when your mind is weak, when your mind is overpowering when your mind is too strong, I mean to say, is overpowering your intelligence, you have to strengthen your intelligence. And there's many ways to do that. You can just start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That will strengthen your intelligence. Or you can pick up a book and start reading. Or you can start praying, my dear Lord Krishna, my mind is running away from you, running into Maya. Please help me bring my mind back to you. You see, in all these ways, you can, by chanting, by serving, all these things, by help to bring us back. It's like getting up early in the morning and go to Mangal Arati. The mind doesn't want to get up. The mind says, let me sleep in. Say, no mind, you're getting up. You're going to get up, you can take bath, you're going to Mangal, put on tilak, your dhoti, your sari, you're going to Mangal Arati. Mind, I don't care what you say, too bad, just shut up. You see? You just have to do that. So you just have to do your devotional duties. And then, by putting on your tilak, your dhoti, by chanting your mala. How many malas did you chant today?
Two.
Huh?
Two.
Two? So you know what? If you increase your chanting, your mind will become weaker and your intelligence will become more strong. I'd like you to, you chant, how many you chant every day?
Eight.
Huh?
Eight.
How many?
Supposed to be eight.
You're not doing eight? Thing is, if you will be very steady in your mala, if your goal is to chant eight rounds every day, then you should do eight every day without fail. You see, by being steady in mala, that will empower you to bring your mind under control. The mala gives you, makes your intelligence very strong, you see. The more you chant mala, your intelligence becomes very strong. So essentially, if you have a goal of eight, then you must chant every day eight, okay? from now on. That means you got 6 more to do today before you go to sleep at night, okay? So in this way, you see. Any other questions? Yes?
How can we understand the happening of lamentation?
Understand what?
Happening of lamentation and bliss simultaneously.
What was the first one?
The devotee, when lamenting mistakes.
Lamenting a mistake is very good.
Lamenting mistakes due to our foolish desire. We are conditioned so.
Yeah, if one laments his mistakes, that's very good. That's transcendental. You can see in the songs of Bhaktivinoda, he expresses that mood. You know that song, Gopinath? Gopinath, mama nivedana shuno, vishayi durjana, sada kamarata kichunahi moraguna. Gopinath. My dear Gopinath, I'm a materialistic rascal. I'm always full of lust. I have no good qualities, you see. You see? He's lamenting his fallen position, begging Gopinath to save him. So that's very good. One laments one's fallen state. It's very, very good. We can learn from these great acharyas how to bitterly lament our lust, our anger, our greed, all this contamination. How to just intensely lament it. And as Prabhupada said, beat the mind with shoes, you see.
Same time, devotee feels blissful.
That's how you get, by the more you can lament your fallen condition, the more you become ecstatic. It seems transcendental, doesn't it? I mean, it seems contradictory, doesn't it? The more you lament, the more you become blissful. But actually, it's transcendental lamentation. Transcendental lamentation is the insider's secret how to achieve unlimited bliss. Transcendental bliss is achieved by those who have great transcendental lamentation. You see? You think Bhaktivinoda was some miserable person? Just see the song Gopinath. Do you know that song? I'm a materialistic rascal. I'm always full of lust. Kichu nahi moraguna. I have no good qualities. I'm simply a rascal snake. Disgusting rascal nonsense. He's lamenting. This transcendental lamentation is the insider's secret of how to awaken unlimited bliss within your heart immediately. You understand the point? So don't hesitate to, when you pray to Krishna, to admit how fallen you actually are. That's a very powerful insider's secret of how you can experience great transcendental happiness immediately. You understand? Yes.
Krishna is unlimited and he can unlimitedly love the living entities. Can a living entity who is limited reciprocate with unlimited love for Krishna?
What's the question? Can you understand? Can you tell me what she said?
She's asking Krishna is unlimited.
Yeah.
So Krishna can love living entities unlimitedly.
He can love the unlimited entities unlimitedly.
Yeah. So but the living entities are limited. But the living entities are limited. So can they love Krishna unlimited?
Oh yes. You are not limited to limitedly loving Krishna. Just because you're qualitatively one with Krishna, just as Krishna can love you unlimitedly, you can also love him unlimitedly. The quality of unlimited love is possessed also by the jivas, not only by Krishna. So you can have unlimited love for Krishna and for all jivas, just as Krishna has. You can also love as powerfully as Krishna by his mercy. You understand? Yes.
Is there any sequence to Rishil Prabhupada's books or any books?
There's no hard and fast rule. Although the general Bhagavad Gita, there's a general thing, Gita, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Those three you can read in that order, but the others, wherever you like. But the three main ones, it's Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The other things are, like, that's the basic curriculum. As we say in school, there's the curriculum and there's extracurricular, you see. So your basic curriculum is Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya. The other things are extra, you know, you can read them wherever you like. Krishna book, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, nectar devotion, nectar of instruction, however you like. Those are like, you can read them, however you like, whatever inspires you the most. Next.
In our beginning level in Krishna consciousness, material desire sometimes come in the form of desire in Krishna consciousness. Desire for some service or something another. How to recognize this, that this is material?
I think my hearing aid amp is in my room. I get to get my hearing aid amp. I left it in the bedroom there. That'll help me a little bit. I have to amplify my hearing aid. See if that'll. Do you find it sitting there? Maybe you can't find it. I was supposed to bring it, and I left it. Okay, he's not finding it, obviously. Okay, so I'll have someone help me. Say it one more time. Let me try again.
In our beginning level.
On our beginning level.
Sometimes material desire come in the form of. Desire in Krishna consciousness. How to recognize?
Well, desire in Krishna consciousness is a pure desire, but we may sometimes think a desire is, it's a spiritual desire, but it's actually a material desire. That's what your point is. Yeah. I'm going to become recognized as a great pujari. Looking around, I offer the RT. I'm looking at everybody appreciate how I offered the RT. That's an example. Oh, good. Here we go. Great. This will help a little bit. Amp it up. Here we go. Yeah. But the desire to be a pure devotee, that's a pure desire. Here's an interesting point. And my honored devotee, I don't always understand this, but see, before I joined the movement, I was part of the hippie culture. And many hippies had this idealism about making a spiritual revolution. Of course, we did not really mind it meant. Our idea was really polluted. But I had this desire to make a spiritual revolution. And that's why I joined the movement, because I see this movement had the power to do them, you see. And I saw that this movement can revolutionize the whole world. That's when I decided to surrender and join, you see. So, I had this desire to be a deliverer of the world. As they say, Jagat Guru, deliverer of the world. So I asked Prabhupada about it. He told me it was a spiritual desire. It's a spiritual desire, he told me. I could desire to become Jagat Guru, the deliverer of the whole universe. He told me I could desire like that. So one can have such desires in their spiritual. If you want to be a powerful preacher who can help many people to awaken their Krishna consciousness, that's a spiritual desire, not material. But if you want to be recognized, and everybody applauding you and this and that, that's materialism. Devotee doesn't desire recognition, but he desires to have that purity of consciousness. If you desire to become a great devotee, a pure lover of God, that's a spiritual desire. But he might be recognized, oh, you're such a great devotee, that's material. You see? Devotee doesn't need any recognition. He just wants to please Krishna. That's all. A pure devotee desires zero recognition. But he wants to be very powerful for making the world Krishna conscious. He has that desire for the sake of the living entities and for the sake of pleasing Lord Chaitanya. Does that help a little bit? So one can have very powerful spiritual desires. If you're not desiring any recognition.
Is it possible our material desire in Krishna consciousness
For example, what's a material desire? To become a GBC or a temple, become a temple president, a GBC or regional.
If our desire in Krishna consciousness is actually material motive, to be pure.
Be a pure devotee is not material desire. To become a pure devotee of Krishna, that's a purely spiritual desire.
And our desire have to be only to be pure devotee.
No. Your desire to be a pure devotee of Krishna is absolutely pure. If you desire to be a pure devotee of Krishna, there's no tinge of material desire. That's absolutely pure desire.
And if we pray to Krishna, we have to pray only for this, not for something specific.
Well, it depends what you're praying for. You're praying for a new house. If you're praying that you may be successful in, just like it, let's say I pray that I can give a really powerful class that would totally transform the lives of all of you. That would be a spiritual prayer, you see. Maybe I should have. But I said, Dear Krishna, please bless me. And then I give this class, it will have a powerful, uplifting effect on everyone who hears it. It will completely transform their lives and make them all pure devotees. That would be a bona fide prayer. That wouldn't be tinged with anything. That would be a spiritual prayer, you see. That would have been a spiritual prayer. I could have prayed that way. Let me give a class that will completely revolutionize everyone who hears it, whether in the room or hearing it on the internet or the recording. See, there's three places. It's live, it's being recorded, it's going to go on Thought for the Day also, and it's going to be on, so it's live on and Start Meeting as well. Right now we have 10 people tuned in, different parts of the world. We have Damodar is here from Latvia. We have Guru Vandana from Delhi. We have Kardama Muni from Texas and other devotees here. We're so happy you all are here. Anasani, Hari, Priya, Devi, Dasi, Vishal. We're happy. Akash Kumar, Dava Prajapati. So we're happy you're all here. Thank you very much for coming. So, yes.
Sometimes we have many spiritual desires. Sometimes we pray to Krishna to give us a pure devotional service, and other times we say, please bless me so that I can do a very good book distribution. Or there are so many desires they come up, and sometimes it gets confused, mind gets confused. So what I'm desiring for, I desire for pure devotion, I desire for book distribution, I desire for serving devotees, I desire for this.
Actually, why not? You can pray all of them, you know. Why not? You have a prayer, Krishna. Krishna, give me pure bhakti. Bless me, I can successfully distribute your books. Bless me, I can make devotees. Please bless me, I can rise early every morning and attend Mangalarti without fail. Please bless me, I can chant my rounds purely. Please bless me, I don't have any lusty thoughts in my brain ever again. These are all wonderful prayers. You can pray all these prayers.
So, Guru, it looks like you're always asking for Krishna in these desires.
We are meant to beg Krishna. Hare Krishna is asking Krishna. We are meant to ask Krishna. Krishna is willing to give. He wants to give. He's just waiting for us to ask. He wants us to ask for all of those things that are pure bhakti. He's just waiting for millions of lifetimes. When will this person beg pure bhakti from me? When will he beg? He can purely chant my name. He can purely chant my name. Krishna's been waiting for millions and millions of years. When you will start begging of me properly? So these are beggings are very nice. Please bless me, I can preach powerfully this message to attract the whole world to Krishna. You see, these are all spiritual prayers, you see. Please bless me, I can have perfect relationships with all the devotees. Perfect Vaishnava relationships with Guru and Vaishnavas. Please bless me, I'll never commit any Vaishnava aparad ever again, even in my thoughts. You see, these prayers are very beautiful and very powerful. We should fill our hearts with all these prayers, 24 hours a day.
Sometimes?
Oh, you're very advanced, only sometimes. We have to learn from you. You're our guru. Only sometimes.
Like most of the times, we get a lot of spiritual desires coming up. While sometimes something, we get, we feel, okay, I have to desire for pure devotional thoughts, I have to desire for spiritual things. But that stays for very, like, a fraction of a second, or for some spiritual desires, it doesn't stay, okay, I had a lecture today, okay, it is there for 24 hours, then after that, I forget begging Krishna for it. I forget to, again, it is, again, I'm back into my spiritual desires. So how do we,
make... You say you keep bouncing back and forth between material and spiritual desires? How to stay fixed? It's very simple. You have to beg Krishna. Dear Krishna, I'm being bounced back and forth between spiritual desires and material desires. Please bless me, my Lord, that from now on all of my desires will be purely spiritual. Every time you see that you've gotten, the monkey mind has jumped over to sense gratification once again, say, Krishna, please bless me. I will never have material desires ever again. My only desire will be to please you with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances for all of eternity. If you keep praying that way, whenever it happens, he's praying heavy, heavy, intense prayers, so much your tears may come from your eyes. You see? If you do that, you'll bring your mind under control. You eventually become a powerful Vaishnavi like Janavamata who can liberate the whole world. You understand? You just have to intensely desire, intensely pray for it, and beg, 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 beg Krishna. Please save me from this rubbish. Please make me your pure devotee. Krishna, please save me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you keep working on it, you'll become the master of your mind. Right now, you're still a slave of your mind to a certain extent, isn't it? So if you work on it, you'll become gradually a master of your mind. Your mind will never deviate ever again. Right now, the mind is our worst enemy, Prabhupada explains. But we train the mind, like the mother trains the kid not to be naughty and always be well-behaved, always doing nice service. The mind becomes your best friend. You have to just be very heavy, even brutal with that damn mind. You see? Brutal if you have to. You stupid idiot. What do you think you are, getting lusty and angry and greedy and all this garbage? Just stop it, you nonsense rascal. You must be fixed in Krishna consciousness from now on. You see, if you take that mood with your mind, you'll become a Goswamini very soon. A powerful devotee who can liberate the whole world. You can become like that. You can become a powerful devotee who can liberate the whole world. You see? If you simply learn how to bring your masculine mind under control, beat that damn thing with shoes. Boom, boom, boom. Every time it goes crazy, you know. Yes.
Krishna is just waiting for us to beg for pure devotional service. Why is it that it takes so long for him to give it? Is it because of our insincerity?
So long to give it?
Yes.
He's giving it right now, but we're so stupid, we're not taking it. He's bestowing pure bhakti right now, but we're so stupid, we say, well, I'm not quite ready yet. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe next year, maybe next lifetime. Krishna is bestowing it right now, but you're not taking it, you rascal. You understand? Because you're still behind, you have material desires in your heart. I'm talking to myself too. I'm being heavy with you, but I'm saying the same thing to myself. That's our problem. Krishna is bestowing it right now, but we're not taking it. We're taking, well, Krishna, you're giving it my way. Well, Maya Devi, what you got for me? Wasn't it like Maya may have something? All right, Krishna, you're on me. But Maya, what do you got for me now? That's the difficulty. Krishna is bestowing it right now, but we're not taking it. He's been wanting, that's our foolishness. You understand? Krishna is offering you pure bhakti every minute.
But we don't really want it. Is it the problem?
Our trouble is we don't desire it yet. We know we should desire it, but we still have other desires. That's the problem. We know we should. Now we know that. That's why we took initiation. We know we should desire it. We've come to that stage at least. But we're not always desiring it. That's the problem. I have other things. My sense gratification too, please. If you don't mind, give me a little sense gratification also on the side. That's the problem. We don't trust Krishna. And if I fully give to you, you'll take care of me. We're thinking, well, I gotta take care of myself. They have a saying, you have to look after good old number one, yourself. We don't trust Krishna, that's the problem. We don't fully trust him. We're thinking, well, I don't know, you seem to be pretty reliable, but I don't know. You see what I'm saying? We have that skepticism. We don't fully trust him. That's a fact. We don't fully trust Krishna. Otherwise, we would surrender immediately to Krishna. We trust our minds still. That's the problem. We trust our rascal minds. That is a difficulty. You understand? The American currency says, in God we trust. But we don't follow even the American currency. In the dollar we trust. You see the American currency? In God we trust. Of course, the atheists want to get rid of it. But it's still on the American currency. In God we trust is on the American currency. It's a fantastic thing. America became great because of that certain level of God consciousness. It made them a powerful country in the world because of God consciousness. So much so they put God on their currency. But now they want to take God out, and now they've completely, they will destroy their leadership position in the world. But Prabhupada came and made the American boys and girls Krishna conscious. So America can actually, if the American boys and girls will do their job, as Prabhupada instructed us, America can lead the world. American devotees can lead the world. But if we don't, it could be whoever devotees become pure, they will leave the world. The purest devotees, they will leave the world. Whether it's Lithuania or Argentina or Chile, wherever the devotees are most pure, they will actually become the leaders of the world, you see. Whoever is most surrendered to Lord Chaitanya's instructions could be Mauritius, you see. Whoever is most surrendered to Lord Chaitanya's instructions, those devotees will be the leaders of the world. They will lead the world. Not politically, but brahminically. You see. Whoever has the strongest faith in Krishna, that devotee will lead all of us back to Krishna. He will lead all of us back to Krishna. Anything else? I think we're a little over time. Yeah?
How do we maintain that level of consciousness even when we are sick?
How do we remain?
Level of consciousness.
It's very simple. Every time you have to ask Krishna to keep me on this level of consciousness. My dear Lord Krishna, keep me, fix me now in the mood of pure bhakti, and bless me, I can always be in the mood of pure bhakti. And there's a special mantra for that. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The difficulty is we chant mechanically, we don't know that we forget the meaning of the mantra, and we don't chant it in the right mood. We chant it mechanically to get our rounds finished. We forget the mood. I'm begging Krishna to fully lock my mind into pure bhakti. That's what we're begging for. If you will chant your japa in the proper mood, you'll become very solidly fixed up in Krishna consciousness 24/7. But we chant, I got to get over it. Yeah, how many more mantras? Yeah, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Prabhupada made fun of us one time when he was with Shuta Kirti, he's the servant. Prabhupada said, if he finished his round, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. He said, put down his music. 16 rounds done, now I can do any damn thing I want. He made fun of us, of our mentality, you see. The real mood of a devotee is Kirtaniya Sadahari. Let me 24 hours a day chant the holy names of the Lord. Deeper and deeper and deeper for all of eternity. Let me simply be absorbed in Namras, the sweet flavor and the taste of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Always begging Krishna, begging Radharani, please, please, please engage me in your pure devotional service. save me from this ocean of Maya and let me be fixed up as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. You see? It's very simple. Whenever you see your mind deviating, just beg Krishna to bring it back. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalamashtaram tatashtato nyayamnyatat atmanivyamishamnyayat. From wherever the mind wanders, due to its flickering unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So, our time is up. Actually, 15 minutes late. So we'll stop here.
As soon as I came,
time
is up.
No, Devi, I was already planning on before you walked through. I wasn't saying, now that you're here, we're going to end the class. In fact, I'd like to hear some. Please share with us your realizations. We'll extend the class. Now that you've come, we'll extend the class. It was simply coincidental. I wasn't trying to end the class because you had come. Please share with us some of your realizations in regard to how to be always locked in the mood of pure bhakti.
Before I say something, you're angry.
What's it?
Your complaints
are to help us be in the mood of pure bhakti. We take it as great mercy, actually. Even though sometimes we get a little agitated, it's our foolishness to become agitated when you correct us. Your mood is to always bring us back to the mood of pure bhakti, and we're eternally indebted to you for that. Guru Mataji ki jai! Guru Mataji ki jai! Guru Mataji ki jai! Now that we've glorified you, we're not going to do what you say. Easy way to get out, just say, Guru Mataji, now we're not going to listen to whatever you tell us to do. Okay, we'll stop here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Bhagavad ki jai, Gaura Premanandi Haribom. This will be available on Thought for the Day, anybody wants to give this lecture. And it'll be actually posted on SoundCloud. There'll be a link on Thought for the Day, it'll get you to it. Hare Krishna.